Sarah Pulse, thanks so much for stopping by today.
You're welcome.
It sounds like you had a pretty eventful summer. Can you tell us what you did?
Well, I traveled Europe with my husband and a very good friend of ours that lives in Cambridge, England. We went to France. We traveled to Spain for quite a while and Wales, where she has a brother, and we stayed in Wales at his home, and so that was lovely. And the highlight was probably the shortest part of our trip, and that was we flew into Denmark and then drove down to Germany and just took a little ferry to this tiny little island in the North Sea. And that's where my grandparents met. My grandmother grew up there, and I grew up with my grandmother in the same town. And they came over to the United States during the time of Hitler when he was coming to rise. So her stories of growing up in this little island, you could take your bicycle and ride around it in less than a day. And it's just darling. I've heard these stories. My husband's heard these stories. My father has been there. My brother's been there. And I have not been there. And now I have been there. So it's exciting.
You don't really get to hear from people very much who actually get to go where their grandparents are from, right, or where they originated from. Mm-hmm. What kind of feelings did you have there?
It was a little overwhelming, and I had, you know, tears beforehand and tears after, probably right now, but during there, it was very joyful. It was so exciting. I knew all the places. I had seen pictures that I wanted to go to, the place where she went to church, and she was baptized, so I, you know, stood at the doorway where she had done. She'd be a little over 100 now, and her parents before them, and you know, sisters. She had many sisters, and one brother was killed in World War One. His name was on a special plaque in the church, and that was very moving, especially this year with the anniversary, the 100th year anniversary of World War One. So it was very moving to be there, and then the dates of things are so old. You know, things in the church were from the 1500s, and that's just hard to wrap your head around that my grandmother was there, my little grandma who baked me cookies and told me stories. This is where she was a little girl, where her life started. And so it was really exciting.
So I take it that they talked about growing up quite a lot when you were growing up, and mm-hmm. it obviously meant a lot to your family and right. to you as well. Are there any other stories that really stand out from your trip in Europe?
We did go to Paris, or to France, for 4 days. And we stayed in Paris, which was great. You know, we saw all the sights, Notre Dame and all those beautiful things. And then we went up to the D-Day beaches. And again, you know, a lot of emotion, especially this year. And it was really interesting. And I was not expecting this to be like a resort area. Went to Omaha Beach and Juneau Beach. And kids playing in the water, having a great time, swimming, people flying kites. And, you know, 100 years ago, it was just a red sea, you know, with the bodies of people that, you know, gave their life for what we have now, for them to be running and playing. It was pretty emotional, and it was beautiful. Brought back sand from Normandy area, from Omaha Beach. And one thing that we did see, again, connected with World War One, we went to London and the Tower of London, where you know, King Charles, you know, beheaded his wives and just horrible things. The crown jewels are there. But in the moat of that, some artist had designed these red poppies out of porcelain. And they're making this river of red poppies in the moat coming out of the castle, the tower, all over. And it's just a red sea of poppies, porcelain poppies. It's just beautiful. And I'm sure you can go online and see the pictures. So it was really, that was special.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of different commemorations going on all around you.
Yeah.
What a very interesting time to be there.
Yeah, it was. We didn't see a lot of parades or things like that, but just those little things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was neat.
Do you think you'll be able to apply any of what you learned and any of your experiences abroad to your classroom for this upcoming year? I know you mentioned you were a music teacher.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think so. A lot of our folk songs, you know, I can pull out pictures of places, you know, in Spain, you know, Spanish folk songs, and there's all kinds of, you know, those connections that I try to make anyway. Now I have a personal connection. You know, I've been there and I can show them and I can say, you can go too. You know, for me, this whole trip, because my ancestors are from there, you know, people that I know, that's really important to remember where you're from and your roots. And those aren't just silly stories. Those are somebody's life. They help form who you are right now. And it's kind of you know, I believe in the generations of passing down, and not just of things, but of your experience, your faith, your beliefs, your foods that you like, traditions that you have, you know. Our Christmas wouldn't be the same without the recipes that my grandma gave, you know, that she learned from her mother in this tiny little island, you know, out in the North Sea. Just kind of crazy.
Sarah Pulse, thank you so much for telling us this story today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.